Dude, where's my bong, Scotty? What's happening? Happy Maury morning, 420 Saturday in studio.
Cheers,
DC.
In the bakery, man.
Yes.
Welcome, brother. Come on. Are you really here?
Yes.
Wow. I see that, man.
And Scotty's got me. He's like, you're going to have to wear whatever this is called. I'm not sure.
What do you mean? This is how you woke up this morning. And I just had to wake this guy up. And I was like, dude, it's late. We got to get up, man. We got a show to do.
Happy 420, guys. Let's talk about where we've come from, where we're going. Prohibition's falling down. We're going to have a great show today. We got Banner hanging out. We got One-Eyed Cat over on the side here. We don't really have enough cameras, but he's hanging in studio. Feel free to shout out there, One-Eyed. And let's get into it, Scotty.
Come on, man. Come on. We got to celebrate a little fall of Prohibition or just in general, man. I mean, we've gone pretty far since the days of Osium and Clear Eyes. You guys remember the little bottles of Clear Eyes that you would have to keep in your car?
Clear Eyes.
And the Osium. It was a big deal back in the day, too.
Yeah, conceal it all.
And now there's 420 yacht parties going on, man. We're going to decide. Me and Banner were talking, and weed has jumped. Not weed, but 420 has jumped the shark. And it very well may have. There's motorcycles revving up. I can hear the engine.
We'll get into it. Everything from freaking sandwich shop making Cypress Hill margaritas to God. I mean, people are taking advantage that aren't even token.
Dude, me and Banner, a dude came in, Cat came into town, and we were like, what the hell are we going to do with these guys, man? So, 420 is only a day. And so I asked Banner. Me and Banner were just hanging out at the hangar a couple days ago. I was like, come on, let's think of some stuff we can do. And it's pretty ridiculous. You're actually fairly...
There's a lot of stuff going on.
You're actually fairly warped. Man, he wanted to take him to the crematorium.
What is
Grimbo?
Crematorium?
Oh, you're just going, jumping right into it.
Oh, just these two. These aren't really weed related, but we're just looking for shit to do. And Grimbo, you must know about this place, right?
This is my first time hearing of it.
Scroll down, man. Yeah. It just gets weirder.
So we've got Pinhead coming up.
Yeah, I think they do have a 420.
Oh, it's night, horror right? movie night. Oh, this place sounds awesome.
This place sounds great, cool. Right?
Yeah,
this?
They have all sorts of events, but they do have a 420 event.
Do you live near here, man?
Horror book club, I pass.
See, stuff like that. Man, that's where I expect you to be, Grandpa.
Circus Sunday?
Sorry, I can't come over today. That's your type.
Scream church,
man.
Oh, Denver, I love you.
Taking back burlesque.
Yeah, this is totally a place that you would think.
Yeah, and that burlesque got me. Click the next one if you would, man. Grimbo found burlesque bingo.
Ooh, all right.
It's a thing.
Look at that bra she has on.
Oh, wow. It's the ping pong ball.
This was not the only one, by the way.
No, there was others.
There were others.
There's just yelling into your phone, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, I think some of these events, though, speak to, and we have more coming, but the creativity that, stoners.
This isn't even weed. This is just when we Googled events to hang it to take you guys to.
I'm down with the crematorium.
Denver things to do, man.
I'm going to be hiring Presley Peach here, I think, for the DDC Cup. So the professional clown event producer. It's right up our alley.
All right, I'll get back to weed.
Yes.
Who remembers being paranoid about being followed home from the grow store? Did any of y'all grow back in the day with that?
I borrowed my neighbor's truck one time, and then in hindsight, I was like, is that really going to help you much?
No, your neighbor's just going to get busted and rattled.
The question would be, is it paranoia if you
took my truck?
I don't know if I was even honest. I think I was like, I just need to go to the landfill. I need to borrow your truck or something.
Yeah. I've taken the tag off my car before I showed up. Yeah, about like down the street, which is the dumbest thing you can
do. It was for real things.
We've all suspicious.
I'm telling you, man.
We've all heard of poll cams, when the cops or something, maybe just put up poll cams or somewhere put a camera. Who's going in and out of that store, helping build a case and all that. So, yeah, it was scary.
Mine was supposedly run by a confidential informant. Supposedly the guy got busted and then he was in there just being a confidential informant, narking on everybody.
That's rough.
And I heard that like way late in the game. know about John? Yeah, John's a confidential informant. Great.
Anyways, pass the J. Pass the J here. You're going to get yourself going too quick.
This was a personal joint. All right, man. Man, I will tell you, it feels good to not go to jail for growing a little bit of weed or if you've been smoking weed.
Yep. Some people are definitely still, you know, serving some serious sentences, some serious time.
Yeah.
I see everyone here talking. I'm jumping ahead here, but being sent to rehab for weed when you're like this person, like you have the friend that they're totally not totally straight, but they don't have any problems. They're doing good at school and all this. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, my God, I got to go to rehab. And
you're looking. I don't pass you joints. But yeah, dude, my wife got sent to rehab for weed.
What do you have to do? Like classes and education?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a re-education camp.
Did she have drug tests? That's the worst. If you're a toker and then all of a sudden. Great.
If you're going to get to rehab, drug test me in rehab. All right. When I get out, no. But if you want to drug test me in rehab, that's okay.
We had a good article actually on beating a drug test that I can just reference on dudegrows.com.
Bite your lip really hard.
No, this is a shout from shout out to Maestro. He's like, I have a friend who's a pharmacologist and he knows all about this. And he's like, you know, very basic way. You could drink a lot of water to beat a drug test.
But they're back diluted.
It comes back that you negative because yeah, it's too diluted.
Yep.
So what you need to do 1 hour before is have a double dose of creatine. Works every time. That's the tip. It's on dudegrows.com if you guys want to check it out.
No, really? Are you sure?
Because that'll put what back in your ear and it won't come back as like too diluted.
Doesn't everybody just bring in fake urine?
Yeah, synthetic urine is the move. Yeah, it's all right, man. I'll just do that, man. It's fine. I give me that.
I'd pass it to one eyed, but he's got his own fucking.
Give me on. That thing, man.
I could have passed you by.
All right, I'm good for a minute.
We got to shut a cab. What?
He's hiding.
I know you're in my joint.
Hey, do me a favor, Grambo. Can I reminisce and click? Will you click this Rockwell slab system right there? This was my first system. I bought this from a confidential informant. No, you did it in trays. That's a 4-tray right there. You get a 5-tray, 12-tray. But it was just like this homemade. I'm sure they were making that in the back, right? Just PVC with Rockwell slabs in it.
Yo, you got some slabs.
I still look at that as totally relevant. It's a grow style, man. Yeah. One thing that's, I'll give the pros, since we're a grow show, when you're starting with Rockwell in a system like that, you know you're starting with zero problems. As far as like you have a very inert media,
inert media, zero problems.
I know you're going to talk about vacancy. Stuff can show up. Yeah, that is scary if you're running.
It will.
So if you're not running, which you can inoculate that type of system with microbes into the slabs, but you can't have it recirculate or go back to the res or any of that. Otherwise, you're doing the sterile stuff with hydrogen peroxide or enzymes. Yeah. You have the complete opposite.
Well, enzymes are cool.
What is supporting the plants? You have to have a trellis to do that, no?
Yeah. Maybe. Or you know what? They used to put little 3-inch or 4-inch cubes on top of that. You'd cut a little square in there, and then it would dig into that. And then, yeah, you would use a trellis with that, definitely. But that's it. Okay, here's my beef with that system, dude. Is that system is a weed production system that really doesn't have much to do with growing plants there. That's kind of the big difference between me now and me back then. Is back then I was looking for a way to grow my own weed in my closet. You told me you use these.
No soul.
Yeah, you use these spun rock that is literally melted and spun rock. That's what Rockwell is.
That's fine, though. I don't have a problem with that.
And then here's my problem with it, is then you're putting blue, what is it, green, brown, and pink. You're just mixing up those. Those aren't really nutrients. Those are pink-colored bottles of stuff that you have this recipe for.
Oh, you mean this is how you were looking at it?
Yes, okay. I'm looking at it like it's some system to grow weed and to make weed in my closet, as opposed to growing some plants. If I were to learn how to grow tomatoes and peppers and hung out and had any experience with that, it would have made me a hell of a better weed grower, and I would have walked into a store and bought this if I was going to buy weed. Grambo, click this next one if you would. See how they're all in line, 5-gallon containers, drippers on each one of them? That's scalable right there. That is at scale. But when I go back to Florida and I see, you know, in a Popka or whatever, indoor foliage being grown, or just foliage plants in general, or even palms down when I go to Palm Beach County.
I see what you did there.
But it's done like that, meaning that's the way, that's like a way a trench plant should be treated. As opposed to Rockwell, in my opinion. Rockwell's fake, man. It's spun rock.
A happier root.
You know what else they use Rockwell for? Insulation.
They do. I got some in my grow room. You're growing insulation, insulated by rock wool.
Man. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it. I just know it's definitely used. Like in that's a huge company, like 50% of the industry in greenhouses. I don't know specifically for what crops. Obviously,
they do tomatoes with them.
If you're a fan of our show, you know, we promote a living soil. We promote you want to be using microbes, you know, let nature do the work. So I agree on that point.
It's just weird. It's just cool to see the evolution of it.
Yeah.
You know, from that to that. That seems a lot more like a plant to me, or like a growing system to me. That other thing seems like, it's weird. The rock, like the rock wool slabs are weird. It's
less alive. It's sterile.
It is sterile. Thank you, my friend. I'll smoke to that.
It should be in the space shuttle. They use rock wool to grow plants in space.
Yeah. There was a news article out of Florida where NASA admitted that this like 6-pound hunk of metal did come from somebody's house got hit by this a hunk from the space station. Yeah, they were trying to there's plausible deniability there. All right,
some other cutting spot the deal.
Pretty high. Come on,
hey, great. I'm ahead here before we go on to tell people to comment, like, subscribe, guys, help grow the show. And also shout out to Real Growers, realgrowers.com. Yeah. So if you just talk about soil and you're worried about all the vacancy in the hydro system, because bad shit and root viruses can come a lot more easy if you don't have stuff there to fight it off. So that's part of what microbes do.
It is a tremendous amount of what microbes do. They take space in the bacteria, take all sorts of space. Those the nutrients are attracted to them. They hang out in there. And like I said, that fungus comes and delivers it right to the roots. Freaking amazing, man.
Realgrowers.com. You can get microbes, some grow dots, and real buckets. Check it out, guys. And major sponsor of the show. Thanks.
Damn. This one's a rough one. Dude, do me a favor. I was talking to, first off, DGC Cup. What is that? Weeks away now?
June 1st. We're down to our last, like, we got maybe like 90 tickets left. So if you guys are considering coming, man, hit it up, dgccup.com. Yeah. Let's talk about, you wanted to discuss, like, what, etiquette?
Yeah, I was talking a big word about this a couple days ago. And he was just like, man, we should talk about, like, some best practices with regards to going to an event. And Grambo, just click this next one, if you would. Here's your best practice that we didn't even practice today. Lighter, man. Bring some lighters. We'll have some there, I'm sure, but never hurts.
Can lighters.
Yeah.
No, everybody that attends will get a DGC lighter, a custom DGC Bic layup dude grows lighter. We didn't chintz out. We got the Bics. I think that's the only way to go, though, right? That we all agree on that. Yeah. Everything else is either old dangerous or is going to break.
No clicker lighters. Do not bring a clicker lighter.
I don't know. My kid had one of those. It's like plastic, but not, and it's refillable.
Yeah.
What is plastic, but not banner? What is that? The
clickers. No. I don't know what brand it is, but it was pretty legit. I like that it was refillable. It was like a disposable refillable blend, if you will. Okay.
Oh, solid state.
Bonus points. Bonus points if you bring him.
Man, I got a few. Like, just always good to bring another ladder, an extra ladder. Bring something. We'll probably have a place to grab them, but something, little packs for seeds potentially, and or flower. People will be gifting, trading.
You are right,
seeds,
man. You are right.
Flower. So
containers for goodies.
There you go, man. Got a couple thousand of these on the way. Who ordered these, by the way? Why do we have these? Oh, for the seeds. Right.
Sharpies, fine point Sharpie potentially for labeling stuff if you get gifted a grip of stuff.
Wow, damn, about man. Dude, you got this, man.
I don't know. What else we got? We'll have water stations there, but it's always good to have some water if we need a little drink. Maybe one of your favorite lozenges or some type of candy to recover from. You're just going to smoke more bud than you typically do in your day.
You are right. You got to combat the cotton mouth, bro. You're right.
What are some good ways to do that other than obviously
you can't edibles? Your palate with like heavy fruit candy flavors.
Oh, you might be. Yeah.
Hey, Grambo, what's the etiquette with edibles, man? I mean, because then you can't really, I don't know. Is that good? Do you think
edibles? I know my etiquette is that last year, Cortez the Conqueror dosed me with unknown quantities of edibles, and I was just in my head the whole time. And so I literally,
they know.
I was walking around. I didn't know if people knew who I was. So I was just walking around like, hey, do you know who I am? It's cool if you don't.
No. That is so weird.
That is so weird. On Grambo's point, don't be DDC is cool. They don't peer pressure, but don't feel like you have to try everything somebody's giving you. If they give you an edible on site, be like, cool, thanks. That's why I got this Ziploc bag. I'm going to save it for later. I want to enjoy this event.
Yeah.
Edibles can knock your ass out.
I would say don't eat the edibles. That would be a rule for me, man. If somebody gives you edibles,
save them for later.
Ask them how strong they are and save them for later.
Remember someone gave us 1,000 milligram last year, Scott? A gummy that was 1,001.
Yeah.
Don't eat that one.
No, I just... I left that one so somebody could grab it.
I believe I ate it.
Did you?
I did. And I couldn't believe there was no THC flavor. I was like, how do you get that much weed without...
That's a gram. That's a full gram.
So am I.
Whoa.
Come on, baby.
You blew my mind, bro. Yeah. Anything else? Do you bring food? Do you bring munchies? Or
We got some good. We got the cool beads. What's it called? Cool beads. They're like, I don't know what that's.
They're dipping dots. They make them with nitrous or I don't know. They make
cryogenically
them
cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, it's super cold.
Man. Okay.
And they smoke.
They steam.
We'll have a Mexican food truck.
Wait, isn't there some no infusion going on there? I thought there was a little infusion.
So it's our buddy Chuck D, and he is bringing some, not that Chuck D. But anyway.
Yeah, boy.
He did mention that he was going to have some infusions on the side.
That's where you go.
Yeah,
I was supposed to. He's gonna have
regular. It's gonna be regular ice cream, but he's
pretty.
He was gonna whip up some
infusions on the side. In it, man.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Good to have you here, dude.
Yeah, definitely good to be in the studio. Let's do some shout outs, man.
Come on,
deuces. Let's shout you out because we are close. We're gonna have a freaking 10-year anniversary, man, in a few days.
Like, I promise I wasn't gonna cry, bro.
So. Man, and that's what the producers along the way have always made that happen, enables to have a good
shirt sure
that we need, enables to literally have a producer. Shout out to Grambo. So I'm going to start off with Grow Mom, Q Grows, what's up, and Pacific Northwest Dan. All cool cats, man. Welcome.
Excellent, man. How about Bluntly?
Don't sleep on Bluntly, bro.
Mountain bastard. You mountain bastard.
We got a few of them around here.
You know, he reminds me of his crazy cousin Bobby.
Oh, Ricky Bobby?
Remember crazy cousin Bobby. Yeah. I wonder how they refer to me. I wonder how my cousins refer to me. You know, I've got to be crazy cousin Scotty, right?
Trip. I don't think so.
They call you Trip.
Yeah.
Go to dogrows.com/realDGC, guys. The $10 a month literally pays itself back at double time and grower dividends for real growers. Seeds here now. All kinds of deals. We're always hooking up the DGC. Much appreciated. And Canadian DGC actually wanted a quick hit. Dudegrows.ca. So I'm always trying to sling something, Scotty. If you want some Lost Coast plant therapy, right. I got it there. And the Canadian producers, hit me up. I can get some samples out to you. So, there you go.
And don't forget, man, Grambo New Pro on the pros list. Grounding well bed sheets. See those?
What is it?
Grounding well bed sheets. Yes.
Did you get some free samples?
Do people remember we were talking about this? This was the...
They clicked the second picture, man. The guy's got a meter on it. Come on. We get sponsored by these guys.
Wow.
We need to know if you...
You could just sleep out back if you wanted this, Scott.
I sleep with my foot on the floor right now, and it's starting to hurt my back, man. This is going to be great.
That guy's earthing well.
Wow.
Oh, dude, the earth does have a magnetic... force to it.
The problem with this, let's say it works so amazing.
This is dude sleeping at night.
You don't have to press play on that.
The problem is, like,
that's great.
Look at it, just gets it goes through your back.
So good with weed, this does.
It take a hit and he turns green.
But if you like it so much, then you're like screwed. Like you're addicted to it. Like you have to have a battery for when you're camping, you have to travel with it.
No good. A special little carry.
Anyway, we might get sponsored by them. I'm not sure. Okay?
What if you get drug in them? Wet the bed.
Oh, dear God. Whole new.
It's got electric.
All right, let's do a fall prohibition report.
Okay.
Found one. We'll start it off with, man, what is this? Too much weed and just issues. Colorado's cannabis industry has fallen on hard times. What does the future hold?
And I know we're partying today, but I will I will get real for a couple minutes because I'm seeing shady stuff happening on 420. We're celebrating stoner culture, right?
No.
Yes. But I don't want to lose our stoner culture. I don't want to certainly hand it over to big corporate America or big
like pharma. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, man, that used to be ours.
Yeah.
Not like Cinco de Mayo, okay?
May 5th.
Well, it's just been leverage for to sell tacos and tequila, right?
Well, yeah, and here's we'll check out all the 420 crap later. But yeah, I just seen something like in Florida. Kenny's from Florida. Nice guy, Kenny's from Florida. He's still got roots down there. I got a bunch of friends down there. So we hear about Florida's got 18 million people, by the way. It's a lot. There's a lot of people there. But this is they have legalization. They have rec on the ballot right now. They already have medical and they have rec. And you can scroll or not, Grambo, it don't matter. But this bill that they have is sponsored by Trulieve. It's sponsored. It's whatever this fake grassroots organization is. I think like $490,000 of the $500,000 that they've raised is from Trulieve. And Trulieve owns like over 25% of the dispensaries. And so maybe it's not a monopoly, but they're going to get bigger. And oh, by the way, it doesn't allow for home grow.
That's the problem. No, we always say don't vote for stuff that doesn't allow home grow. And a lot of times people be like, well, at least we're getting this and we can fix some things later. And that's how it's happened in certain states.
Yes.
But don't let anything come through without home grow in the beginning. Like, and that's just showing something. It's dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, sponsored by a dispensary. No home grow, but you can come buy it from us.
And they're trotting out all the usual excuses that we've already heard and have already discredited by everybody else.
You know what's cool? They're saying it's not going to pass, which I am conflicted saying that, but maybe the market is getting more mature where they're like, no, we're not going to vote for this crap law. Because it's the same thing right now.
Did Ohio do that?
I don't know.
Didn't they vote it down the first time and the second time it was...
No, Ohio.
What's
had to be a poster.
What's the market like in Florida for the black market? How much trouble do you get in for growing? Do you know? Is it still like? Is there still $100 ounces and $50 like Miami for Lauderdale?
They are shipping allegedly so much weed from like Oklahoma and those kind of places that's making it down to Florida. There's cheap weed down there.
Florida, I thought, had a pretty strong
free market.
But of coming from grown within Florida.
Well, what do you think?
Houses with 8 lighters and 10 lighters.
Who's got a friend that still has a big grow going? Every one of my friends with a big grow has shut it down unless they're professional.
I believe the fifth.
There's not enough money in it anymore. It's a big risk. Yeah, Grandma's got it. I
was trying to find. They don't really even have a cultivation listed, unless I'm just not seeing.
It's over 100 plants. I always thought over 100 plants was federal. And then federal is 5 years minimum mandatory. So you always wanted to stay under 100 plants. At least that's what I thought.
I was just curious in my previous if there was guys, let's say, that had not on the legal market warehouses in Fort Lauderdale or Miami or that were maybe also influencing or lobbying for, no, we don't want home grow. That affects us as well. The more people that are allowed to grow home, we preach on the show how much weed you can turn out of a 2x4 tent.
Right.
So the more people that are allowed to grow it, that's that market up.
I find that just weird. We always cover this normal thing. So yeah. I assume we'll find it. And I'm very familiar with it. It always has a cultivation section. Florida doesn't have one. That's weird.
Wonder why. Is that under possession?
Usually there's an annotation for, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But my point is that it's expensive to run a warehouse, even a free market warehouse, you know, running 100 lights if you're not paying for power, it's not that expensive.
Yeah.
But if you're doing that and then everybody, you can get pounds from, you know, brought in from, you know, wherever, you know, Oklahoma for $2,200 or $1,800 landed, you know.
And to back up quick before we leave it, the Denver, we've covered that article and jumped right into Florida quick. All right. There was 319 dispos, I think. And I don't know if it was in the Denver area or whatever, but it was just a problem of, I don't know if you say this is where the free market let us people have as many licenses as they want. And then whoever, you know, lasts that or, you know, gets through the storm is the best person at doing business. Or should have they not let that many licenses go out? And the free market here is still huge. There's plenty of people growing their own and or sharing with a bunch of friends. And that severely affects, you know, a lot of people not going to the dispo.
Man, we run a small business and not nearly as competitive as the cannabis business. Is it easy?
No.
No, it's not easy, man. We have to constantly be on our game, constantly being creative. Yeah, and constantly getting things right. And it is not easy to run a small business. I cannot imagine how hard it would be to run a business like a dispensary with all those tax issues and all the competition. It's going to be hard to run those businesses, you know?
Yeah.
Almost like it's a sucker's move. You know, maybe that's the thing. You give the people, you know, the guys that know how to grow the businesses in the beginning, they develop the business models, they fail, and then big business comes in and either buys them up for pennies on the dollars or just copies what they did.
Yeah.
This conspiracy weed right here, man.
It'll sort itself out.
Yeah. By, you know, whatever it is, you know, I would try to think Bayer Pharma owning Trulieve, you know, something. Yeah. Always, yeah.
Don't you think the monopolies just will increase free market participation?
Yes, I definitely do. I definitely do. So, especially if Brett's over there growing good weed or I'm growing good weed. Is that what we're going to do? We're going to overgrow, bro?
Like in Florida, like, do you want it to be illegal, man?
Well, maybe.
I haven't thought this.
Except for when you get pulled over and go to jail for it.
You know? I mean, for like growers, like, do you, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like,
yeah.
You know, if you already got a hustle, like, you know.
I haven't thought this out fully, but what if they just took all the rules that go to craft brewing and put that right on cannabis? Because when I go to a local craft brewery that's been doing a really good job of that, it's a very competitive arena too.
Yeah.
I've seen people set up, but they can grow their own, they brew their own, they can consume on premises, and they can distribute from that facility to whoever they want that will buy it and eliminate all these different tiers of shiz. That would create a lot of cool local businesses.
It sucks that you can't do that.
Yeah, that's like part of that kill, the licensing and the tax.
Yeah.
And,
non-consumption sucks too.
It's hard enough to have a craft brewery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to do that, you know, the cannabis is like one step above that or several steps above that in, you know, difficulty.
And I go to a craft brewery like once a week in my town, and it's like I think of it every time. I'm like, I see the brewer back there working all the time. I'm like, that'd be so cool if there was a grow back there and then at their front end. And so we'll see someday.
Wouldn't it be cool then if there was a, like, you know, like kind of a low dosage cannabis beverage that you could go and enjoy socially? And
they have that. That's being implemented.
I just want to smoke. Average.
Yeah, but you can't. It's the smoke.
I've been
to your Air Act and all that just crushes all of it.
I will shout out to the gray area in Amsterdam. It was a very long time ago. It was 1994, that long ago. But it was the first time I went to a place and it was a lounge and they had volcanoes. You could hang out. They had rolling papers and ashtrays there. And you could. We went to that place in Canada. Same thing. We went to something Brothers. I can't remember. Yeah.
Blood Brothers, maybe.
Yeah. And it was a smoking lounge. And it was great.
Yeah, but like, where can I go to that now?
Well, maybe next to your microbrewery. Maybe the microbrewery that closed. No, not right now.
Are you just going in there smoking and leaving? Because that's not, you're not spending that much money. How much weed are you going to buy?
Yeah,
it's slowly coming out. Like
we need to develop these models.
In Denver, we have a place that operates just like a bar. It's called Jad's, and you can like even you can only buy an ounce a day in Denver. But there, you can buy more than an ounce. You just can't leave with it. And so it literally runs like bar rules.
Awesome.
You walk in, you can't smoke your own flower, unfortunately. But you know, this is the growing pains that we're going through.
Yeah, but as these models develop, I think it'll be really cool. You know, 10 years from now or 5 years from now, I bet you.
It'd just be cool if there was a way to do it inside where you didn't have to, like, step out. Like, you know, when you go to the comedy show?
Yeah.
That was really super cool. But it does kind of suck that everybody has to leave, go out on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Well, and that's actually how I found Jad's was doing comedy there. And I was so happy to look out a whole audience with just bongs and rigs and stoners. And
yeah.
It felt good.
Just like everybody was hanging out drinking. It's the same thing.
All right, I'm going to take it to, since it's 420, we got to shop just for a minute, man. Some of our choice sponsors are kicking ass. One, I brought Scotty. I always see his big bucket of weed on the show, so I was going to hook him up with a pack, right? Give you the boost,
right?
The boost, 320. This does up to 5 pounds. I don't know if you have enough weight for
That's a heavy hitter, dude.
Give it. So, open that thing up.
And this is a boost pack, 320. These guys are plant-based. No salt, Scotty. No salt. These babies. You know,
look, what you got in there, Scotty?
Yeah, look, I have one lowly. Both at a pack, man, or two of them.
It's so. Off stem.
These are ridiculous, out, man.
Ridiculous.
Since when do you take off stem, bro?
Check out.
Dude busted my balls.
Herbs, man.
Dude busted my balls for not trimming, man.
I haven't.
He was like, what the hell is that?
I haven't seen weed off stem in a bucket. Scotty, you're changing.
I am changing, aren't I?
Then take.
Come on, what do you get, man? Come on, what terps do you get, bro? I get bucket terps.
I get, dude, that smells like Tang powder.
Yeah, you're nice.
That's a good one. You're good at that. I take it. All right, I'm taking it back. Integra-products.com, coupon code dude to hook it up. Pulse right now has some buy one, get one specials. And anything you're getting at pulsegrow.com, stack on top of that coupon code dude. So you can like get the hottest deal for any of their monitors.
Right.
You can stack. We're letting you stack.
Dude.
SeedsHereNow.com/sales. Now is the best time to get genetics. James has 30% off on a bunch of breeders. And lastly, Horticulture Lighting Group. Hit them up. 20% off across the board on HLG. So now when you're, it's the time to upgrade your grow.
Yeah, I would take advantage of that stuff.
Get crazy deals for 420.
All of them are listed at dudegrows.com/pros is where all our pros and coupon codes are listed. So go there and get some shopping going.
Dang. Wow, what an awesome website banner, dude.
Oh, yeah. That was dope.
The little old school arcade.
Yeah, it's their new promotion for their thing. It's a retro promotion they're doing.
Grambo, would you click? I got one more new sponsor, man.
Yes, I might have lost it. Remind me.
Yeah, it's okay, man. It's okay. I've been working behind the scenes, bro.
This guy here?
Natural Cat Sardines, man. Latest. Yo, I did. Yep. It's the best. It's like chicken of the sea, bro. Okay.
Are you gonna have one? Taste one for us?
No, that was actually that was actually a Christmas present from my next door neighbor.
I'm sure it's
chicken of the sea.
What are you talking? The day chicken, right? This is good to look. May of 27, man.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine with that, man.
Just be careful.
What do you think?
This is after you eat them and your next movement.
I'm sure it's delicious.
Yeah. All right, I'm working on it, man. Email them. Email them, will you?
All right, I'm taking comments here. Let's get into a little bit of grow. This is from Jonathan Henderson. You're saying we're talking about here with the here. Let me read the comment. Just doing a living soil bed and be done with all of this nutrient garbage.
Whoa,
there is too much hydro grow talk, and in my opinion, that style makes things confusing and takes the grower longer to connect with the plants. If the connection happens at all. Do cocoa growers with nutrients ever connect with their plants? That's deep.
Well, hang on.
I kind of took
it too far. Okay. I get your point. Yes, they do, though. They do. Cocoa isn't Rockwell. I would say that if you replace cocoa with Rockwell, I'd say, did they ever connect with their plants? I don't know. But cocoa is soil. When I go down
to... It's still straight hydro, though. I mean, you're growing hydroponically with cocoa. I know it's not water culture, but that's what it's considered. It's a soilless
medium. Sure. And are you... I mean, they blend cocoa. I think down in Florida, you can get 35 or 50% blends of cocoa and peat. So, I mean, it's a legit grow media. I guess it is hydroponics. Yeah, you're right, because it's inert. But damn, it have properties like soil.
Yeah, and when he starts off this comment, just do a living soil bed and be done with all this nutrient garbage. It is not as easy. It just depends on how a person's brain operates. A living soil bed can be complex. You can have issues. You can have lockouts if you're not doing things right.
Yep.
You can have too much humidity, but I get it. When it's on point and it's chugging along, it is really sweet. It's just water only. Super easy to do.
You should buy a 4Runner. You know what I mean? There's so many styles. There's so many ways to grow. Things people are interested in. Living soil is cool as hell. I'm going to do it sometime. I don't really want to do it inside my little 6x12.
I don't have living soil because technically cocoa isn't soil, but I have living media since I'm inoculating microbes.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So, what they're talking about, I think, is when you remineralize the soil. Shout out to Jeremy. He was talking about that. He's got these giant soil beds, these living soil beds, and he's literally he's doing a soil test. He's seeing what he needs, and then he's taking $12 worth of, calcium or whatever, and he's putting that on his plants. And that's, he said, what did he say? He did his soil bed for, $30 or something, $21 worth of minerals that he put on there?
Yeah.
That's cool. Lastly, it was like 13.
Yeah, that's cool. What do we got? $20 for two grow dots and a recharge. So it's not super expensive to do it either way.
This next comment's for you from Denuir, I think. I just received my Firefly Petunia.
Yeah.
It really does glow, though it's very faint until you charge it up with full sun for a few days. It's gotten brighter every night in the week I've had it. Interesting.
And I want to make eye contact with Banner. He's going to give me a sigh. It's a genetically altered petunia to glow in the dark.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. All right.
The fact that you got a sun charge, it's kind of bogus, though. What, it just produces like some sort of photovoltaic like substance. You know?
I'm sorry that it's. Well,
I would like it to be bioluminescent. That's actually what I thought. You know, like eels and stuff.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, we'll be fine.
I asked AI. I said it's fine.
But how long? How long till they come out with the powdery mildew resistant strains?
They already have that.
Yeah.
I mean, to a degree, I believe.
Not that it's genetically engineered. That's CRISPRed in there.
I figure they would by now. I just give them too much credit.
I bet you someone does, but it's like lock and key. There's probably a patent. There's probably the whole.
You'd have to let people know that it's genetically engineered.
Well, right? but maybe the paperwork exists. You know, on paper, these things exist, and in practice. Forget the laws, you know. I got feelings about this stuff that, you know, they patented a lot of this stuff and it just hasn't come out yet.
This is interesting from Munchie 421. We were talking about cheap greenhouses.
Yep.
Munchie says, I'm quite happy with my 15-foot white hoop house greenhouse, which costs under $200 on Amazon.
Wow.
Kingbird is not the cheapest.
Must be the brand, I guess.
Yeah. Kingbird. I think that was my school bus brand too. Remember Kingbird? It's not the cheapest, but comes with 8 windows and a back door for good airflow. And I enhanced it with a solar fan, 4 trampoline anchor ground screws.
Nice.
Get that thing into the ground so it doesn't blow away. And 100-foot plastic clothesline tie downs.
Sweet.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, survived several storms with up to 30 mph wind so far.
That's nothing.
And the ice grog yielded about 4 pounds of Primo in October. Blammo. I smoked over 3 pounds of it already. Oh, my God. What size are your joints, sir? But I'm getting ready to pop some autos now for the spring before I switch back to photos in July. This person is very serious. Munchie, respect to you. And you get it 421. It's like a minute after 420. Yes. He's high already.
So the question, do you think the autos will work? He's from April to from 420 through May to June, plus if he finish okay for early July. I wonder how warm it is there. I mean, if the cooler it is, the slower things go, metabolism.
Yeah. Yep.
If you haven't, but you're in a greenhouse, so it's probably going to have some pretty good temperatures in there.
Yeah. I would think if you can control the temps and keep the rain off it.
So if he's going to start 420, he's got 520. The autos should work. Try and find some that are claimed to be as short as possible. I say this is, the amount of finishing time on a seed pack is always a recommendation. It's not a freaking, this is it. Go for it. That's the best way to know. No harm in trying it. Get some autos in there. Get some good genetics. Hit it up.
I love the fact that all we have to do today is do this show and then go party for 420. I'm looking forward to that. Everyone's going to be there. Tanazi's going to be there. Frosty McNuggets is showing up. Yeah, man.
Oh, Frosty's
of course, Hot Rod.
Oh, man. I'm so exhausted. Pops. I was at Adam Dunn's 24-hour stream last night. Adam Dunn did 420 to 420.
No,
I was the midnight shift. I was asked to come and hang out because I'm a night owl. And
he sleeps during that, though, right?
So Adam will pee during a 5-hour podcast. He'll do like 5 and 6 hours. We'll pee. Uh-huh. He's a machine. Someone needs to think. I think Adam Dunn's AI. Someone check into this.
Huh. I've seen him in person, but I also seen pretty amazing Boston.
I only did a few hours. He did 24.
Wow, Adam's legit.
And he said, Banner, you're invited.
Adam is as human as they get, bro. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Shout out to the whole Dunn fan.
Yeah, come on. You want a couple more shout outs, bro?
Yeah, let's set it up. We've got some DDC producers here. I'm going to hit up Mid-Mo Grows and Fire in the Bowl.
Yeah, how about Robin the Hoods? Robin, hey, that's a good Sublime album. You'd like that one, Banner.
Yeah?
Banner hates Sublime.
He don't like Sancho.
You guys are hanging out, man. If we've had a laugh or helped her grow, dudegrows.com/realDGC. Check out the benefits there. I have a nice welcoming video for you.
All right. You look very welcoming today. There's no chance of a nipple slip there, is there, dude?
No, no. It's all closed in.
You dress like Sub-Zero.
Hey, speaking of producers, DGC producer Lawrence had a tip. Says, here's a tip I didn't consider because I just actually put out a behind the scenes members only video over on Patreon, and says, here's a tip I didn't consider until just 2 days ago. At night, the sodium streetlight comes on like an old HPS. My budding autoflower is halfway being hit by that light. The buds are not developing properly or if they're exposed to it. Today, I built shields to block it.
No, it's an autoflower. Don't worry about it.
I mean, that's you don't think at all? Any?
I don't think so, no. They're not photoperiod dependent.
Like to rest, though?
It's a C3 plant, man.
But
thank you very much.
I mean, Jaren taught me that. Unless the streetlight was like, it was right under it, it should still be fine. I'm sure it's a faint streetlight. Good point. It's an autoflower. This shouldn't be an issue with autoflower.
I wouldn't think it's going to be an issue at all.
With photoperiods, you're just bringing me back, Lawrence, to a memory of I had a streetlight that was between my house and the neighbors, and it went into my grow. So I was on a court. My neighbors are all cool. They saw what I was doing. I put up a ladder on the streetlight and wrapped the back half of it with spray painted primer color foil and bungeed it around it. And it was great. So then that light would only go out towards the street. But do consider this. We didn't talk about this as a tip when we did our outdoor grow tips of light pollution. Might have your neighbor that hate neighbors. I haven't had one lately.
What did you say? You hate neighbors?
Well, but if
when there's so much stuff in the world,
love to keep their house lit up outside all night bright, like somebody's coming to attack them. And who knows? Maybe they have something from their past that's damaged them. But I'm angry at nightlight, like light pollution.
Okay? It's mad at light.
Okay? I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, the one quick thing, and we'll get off my rant, is like, what's the point of having
light?
Even the neighborhood's lit up. Why do they need to? Right now, my neighborhood has no streetlights, but construction's coming up. And in the post, they're like, you guys will be happy. You're going to get streetlights and sidewalks. And like, you don't know anybody that lives up here. They don't want any of that. But anyway, yeah, streetlights are kind of, I don't like them. So that's my rant.
If you turn the streetlights off in Denver, I think it would turn into Lord of the Flies in about 6 hours. You're saying that's like, I think it's like, I'm not going to Colfax. Like, I'm not.
Lawrence, here's my tip. Steal the streetlight, bring it indoors, hang it with some fishing line, and grow some weed with it.
Nice. Also, there we go.
Yeah, like my old buddy.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you have for some fun stuff?
I mean, being bad. Hey, speaking of getting sponsored, though. We really should get sponsored by Dude Wipes. You could be reaching for a Dude Wipe right now.
Like, are you down?
Yeah, they sponsor.
That was something that Ectopia made up.
No,
she brought me a package.
Yeah, Dude Wipes are real.
But there's that. Now let's talk about that. You guys like to talk about marketing for real growers. And like you spoke earlier of running
real growers. Sponsored by Dude Wipes.
But what?
In a heartbeat.
The fact that this is so ridiculous is there's no difference between these and a freaking regular wipe. I can't even imagine.
These are for dudes, man.
I don't know, man.
What? That's just like I think you might have dog wipes. What's the difference between those and human wipes? Just some paw prints on the packaging that me and Kat were talking about.
Is it really? This blew my mind. But you can't carry around some dog wipes, you know? You got your 4-year-old in the pack of dog wipes.
It's kind of genius because you get everybody to talk about it like that product bump. That's a caffeine powder hit. That's a real product.
That's true. I just told someone about that the other day. That they're 100%
future is weird, right? Mushrooms are legal. They sell powdered caffeine now called Bump.
Weed's legal, but you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
When it was illegal, fine. Now that it's legal, hush.
Hey, happy 420, everybody. I don't think we've said that enough. Happy 420, boys.
Yes.
Hey. Yeah, second joint in a room.
Tight. Fell on a Saturday. That makes it easy, right?
It's so cool, man. Yeah. Except for the fact we're having a party. We're having it over at the hangar. It's been beautiful. It's been 60 degrees for the past few days. I'm like, dude, party outside. Got all the tables and everything ready to go. It's what? 35 degrees right now? 40 degrees right now? It's snowing.
Then the northerners arrived.
Yeah,
it's nice where I live. You guys are all just stereotypical Canada people.
I brought it with me from Maine.
Yeah. Dude, not cool, man. Yeah, so we're about to go and have one of them old school high school parties where it's like 60 people crammed inside us.
All smoking the same joint.
Yeah. I've seen a wall blow out doing that, man. Right. Come on, what you got, dude?
We got America's Top Cannabis Offense, 420 deals. What do you have on your banner? Did you find some $10 1 gram vape pens? $29 dude, ounces of shake?
Yeah, man.
That was a trick question.
Really cheap.
Yeah, Banner asked me, he goes, doesn't $4.20 for a gram of wax sound really cheap? And I'm like, that's a trick question, right?
So what is it? What is what is a gram of wax that's regular, good, quality?
Can be 30 to 50. What do you think, Grambo?
I'd say 35 on medical, 50 for recreation.
Yeah, something like that.
Wiser shatter.
My analogy was you could get, and just discussed, food is cheaper here than where I live in Canada. I'm like, even from Pizza Hut, you can get any large pizza with up to 10 toppings for $12.
Jesus.
And that's where you question, like, the ingredients, maybe, when you see that price for a gram of wax, you question it's...
What is the deal there? Is that a religion they're trying to recruit you into or something? How many toppings?
10.
That's what we do in America.
What, right? Just order pepperoni times 10.
Oh, that's so me, dude. Gross. Order one for me, dude. I'll take that.
You're
going
to spend the same amount of money on a pound of butter or like a gallon of milk.
Right?
That's how cheap it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, back you to me. You know
what I mean? Yeah. $4.20 for a gram.
Yeah, where I shop at, that's regular price for like bottom shelf wax, under $5 all day for a gram. Yeah, that's constant. That's like color remediation, the whole nine, but it's smokable and, you know, it's probably better than the worst hash in Denver is probably better than a lot of the best hash in, say, like Nevada
or Idaho.
Idaho.
Maybe.
Grambo, you're from Idaho. What's that all about?
I knew it.
Oh, it never gets old, man. It never gets old. Come on, you found some cool stuff, man. America's Top Cannabis Events of 420. Was there anything good in here from Leafly?
Damn, there's a lot.
There is a lot. I like Chronic Palooza.
No. It seems like it depends on where you're at. There's some, like, I see a couple different genres. For example, in Denver, like, I think Ice Cube, High C's going to Ice Cube and Bone Thugs and Harmony, I believe, tonight.
Sure. Oh,
nice. Red Rocks. And then you go to other places and there's like more fish at the Venetian Resort. Interesting.
Oh, hey, Grambo, scroll down to Budzapalooza, sponsored by Trueleaf. I think you got to go down pretty far.
Stephen Colbert, the hell are you doing here?
Oh, I guess you got to click on them. I clicked on one and I got Budzapalooza and it's sponsored by Trueleaf. Mm. So that's the company that's like sponsored by Bud Light. You know, like it's getting there.
Yeah.
Keep shipping down, Grambo.
Yeah. It's like Cinco de Mayo.
What about this one there? This one here. This one Banner pointed out as well. So on another level, you can have a self-love extravaganza wellness retreat with meditation, sound bath, and journaling, plus flower crown crafting. What's that?
Where is this?
I'm going to find my wife at this place.
It's Bainbridge.
Grambo?
Yes.
Boom. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I said it. I was single.
You got
to
look.
These are the events I'd go to.
Yeah.
I'd make you a flower crown, baby.
All right.
Just cool that it's like, it's reflective of like local culture.
You know, my wife doesn't watch the show, by the way, so I can say whatever.
Yeah, mine neither. I said most crazy shit. She'd never know.
What else we got here?
Smoke and stretch is cool.
Smoke and stretch.
Yeah.
They do that at the Church and Cannabis like once a month where they'll do guided meditation yoga with open cannabis smoking.
Hey, speaking of open cannabis smoking, click this next one. This is actually out of the Chicago Tribune. But you got to get a subscription, Grambo.
I just vamp for a second.
You got to sub.
I'll fix her.
Look at this.
Weed wedding, the latest sign of cannabis. I've seen this. Definitely wedding planners that specialize, well, not in solely, but one of their things is, do you want a weed wedding?
Really?
Yeah, where they
got... Grambo, we got it. Don't worry about
it. I've already seen setups where they have at tables. Like, there'll be a bud in flowering instead of, like, flowers at every table. Obviously, they have to do it in the proper venue or state or whatever, but it is pretty cool. They have a bud bar. Or they have combined. It's a private event, man. I'm all for people being able to consume alcohol and smoke weed all at the same venue. Some people have qualm with that, but so regardless, it's dope.
Is it just replacing alcohol with weed, pretty much?
I think so, yeah.
It doesn't have to, but it can. I've seen them be completely weed only. What else we got? Your guide to 420 events in upstate New York. A lot of events happening in New York.
Yeah, Banner's from upstate, so I just thought this was interesting. Banner thought this was interesting, and there's a... the amount of events here is There's a lot of them, man.
There's a lot happening. Like, people want this.
Ain't no strangers.
Dr. Jaw.
Groove beats. Grambo, we're going to groove them.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. I met Dr. Jaw that night.
And the Love Prophets at the Rustic Barn Pub. What is going on up there, man?
People just partying, having a good time, smoking a little bit of weed.
420. Then you're right, man. But there is a lot of action going on.
Just trying to decide which one I'm going to. Kingston Techno 420 party.
I mean, I know where I'm going.
So this is all like Capital Region, like Hudson Valley. There's a whole, we didn't list them all, but there's a whole similar list like this coming from like Rochester.
Right.
Now, here's an interesting one I see in Hudson Valley Beer Garden 420 party. So this is where other industries, I think, try to capitalize. I can't only imagine that their license would be completely in if there's any consumption of cannabis at a brewery.
I would think so, yeah.
So why, as a toker, I'm kind of conflicted there. I've seen other companies like, we'll jump right to THC Hot Wings, right? We have the company, the restaurant offering. This is from Wingstop. So right away, is this real for you? So Wingstop's the nationwide chain, right?
Right.
Pretty big. And I see THC and Wing, like, what do you know? Way. They can't do that. So their THC Wings stands for the Hot Chili Rub.
Put them on the jeers.
So that's right. I kind of feel like companies are trying to hop on board with their marketing campaign, even though you can't consume.
Super lame.
Nothing to do with weed.
I would say that is cultural appropriation.
Ooh. Yeah.
Cultural appropriation.
Right?
Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Boo, man.
That's my cult. That's my heritage. That's my heritage.
That's super lame.
They do not smoke or double bake their wings, dude.
Okay.
Dude's a wing snoot. Now.
Finish him, Sub-Zero.
I'm not used to like chicken wings, dude.
In a Littleton, Colorado, I forgot the name of it. It was actually an Italian restaurant, but he made wings, double baked. It said it's going to take time, but they're crispy and good and they're not greasy at all. So I'm kind of whatever. Maybe I'm middle aged and I'm not liking down in 18 fried wings as much as smoked. Smoked and flash fried is okay now. You know what a flash fry is, okay? Just a quick dip, whoosh, and then out. I'm down with that too.
Do try to get our party catered by Whole Foods. Put the kibosh. Grambo, you ready to party or what, man?
I am, dude. I bought this fancy e-rig and I was dabbing so much before the show, it's dead.
I don't know why that's funny.
Damn,
right here. Go send him with this thing.
Scotty and his
thing. You know, the goad works when you plug it in.
Me, Cat, these are good, man. I will say, for 50, 60 bucks, I got a shout out to the Luca.
Luca.
That thing's so 60s, bro.
His name is Luca.
Retro cool.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Does it taste good to you?
Yeah.
I feel like delicious. It tastes like you're dabbing off a toaster. I feel like that you're hot knifing a toaster with those things.
Yeah. All right. Calm down, everybody.
Calmer than you, dude.
Yes, you are. Hey, Florida again, man. Click this. Click this one if you will. He found it. Banner found a 420 celebration in Jacksonville, Florida. And if Jacksonville, Florida is having a 420 celebration, like, that's the kind of place I would still roll through with clear eyes.
Military town too.
Yeah, big military town.
Yeah, figure. Let's say Colorado Springs. They're also very, I could say conservative military town.
Okay. Probably
comparable to Jacksonville.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, but the fact that there is an event in Jacksonville going on is quite interesting to me.
Yeah.
Jennifer Torres, real or fake, Grambo? AI?
She looks real.
Yeah.
I've seen enough tiny pictures of women in the last year to know the difference.
Which way are you swiping?
Yeah. Left. Sorry.
What else do you find, Miff?
Rochester 420 is almost here. 10 places to celebrate the weed holiday in Rochester.
Yeah. Banner's from upstate Rochester. New York. So this is in his wheelhouse.
See, again, on here, on this list, Johnny's Pub will host a 420 party. So it's like just weird.
Doing it.
It's weird to see, though, like a pub or an alcohol-based venue throw a 420 event. Like, isn't it? Is it just me?
It's weird, man. But, I mean, there's... Dude, click the next one, Grambo. Let's get weird.
Let's see what we got.
Yeah, the 420 yacht celebration.
Nice.
It's been canceled. A 420 yacht celebration, dude. I know that weed and boats. They used to have that zero tolerance.
So honoring women and cannabis. If you leave that out of the title, you're going to get lit up. Don't forget.
Well, there's why it's canceled.
How dare you, Grandma? I'm sorry.
We're all just people, bro.
No, that's very strange, right? A yacht, 420 and yacht.
This one.
Wait, does that have anything to do with weed, or did they just
is it like a code word kind of thing?
It's kind of business chamber of commerce. That is interesting.
On the other hand, I have a sold out event. Yep, right here. Oregano rolling joint contest. What's happening?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
that's
awesome.
Dude. Oregano rolling competition.
What is this? 1997? Get out of here.
Dude, it's at a, looks like it's, I think it's at a Dispo. It's at the Emporium Sports Bar. Yo, Come on.
Bring your weed.
That is?
Is this? All right, should we go compete?
Oh, interesting.
Can we bring our dollar bills?
I don't think the best rollers are going to be there. We'll say that.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
Hold on. Smoked oregano?
Yeah. I've tasted it.
Who hasn't?
It's like as if for a prop for a video or something.
Okay.
It's like a joke. Okay.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bad. Not intended to be smoked.
Right. I just want to keep on believing.
Tobacco.
Yeah, I mean, I could not enjoy. Worse.
I would imagine that tobacco is way better than.
No, oregano's unsmokable. You still want it to be weed when you buy a bag of it.
A few more producers here before we make us laugh. Not that we've ever been laughing. I'm going to give it up to, and shout first off to all the producers, guys. Yeah. I know it's 420. Everybody on our, can I say staff sounds so dry? Everybody on our staff.
Were we at a staff meeting yesterday then? I have to know, man, because that was a pretty messed up staff meeting.
Kind of phallic.
But just everybody making the show happen. Starting off, Johnny Hempseed and Big Word 420. What's up, guys?
Yeah, you from the Beanstalk. You want to talk about a guy making the show happen? He made that bucket happen. He was the guy that gave me that guava gator.
Right. I thought he's at a New York event.
Yeah, I bet you so, man. Shout out to you, Joof. And I threw this one on. Who's been with us? Who's been OG since episode 9?
Well, there's JR.
A gentleman named Josh Grambo. Yes. Sorry to use your birth name, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, so shout out to you, Grambo.
Yeah.
You've been huge. You've been great having a celebrating.
Yes, I'm going to give a mini shout out to JPen87. So JPen87 started at episode 1.
Canadian DGC.
About 6 months ago. What? And he just caught up. What a coincidence this is, right? He sends me a message last night and he goes, Grambo, I just caught up to your first episode. It was, 1388. So 1388 is deleted forever. The only one that exists now because it got deleted with YouTube and there's no capture of it. So my first episode you could view is 1389. And I grabbed a picture here from the internet. I actually have a picture of me holding my baby. I'll find that eventually. Here's my first grow in Colorado. And I over-vegged the ever-loving F out of it. I'm embarrassed to show this picture.
Oh, come on. At least you got some nice buds out of it.
Look how overgrown. It's so stemmy.
Come on. It's so lollipopping,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So hey,
look at those legs.
Come on. Yeah. Good job, brother.
It's trimmed up, bro.
So look at that pride.
So that is 2017. When the cup had, I came to the DGC Cup 2017. And
that is boy Grambo there.
Yeah, I look the same. I still look good.
Yeah. Nice, brother. Nice.
Yeah.
Damn, somebody could put together since we've been doing this for 10 years, like a fast forward aging thing.
That'd be rough. You said JPen went through all the shows?
Dude, he went through the whole catalog, every single episode. And by the way, it's all available on Spotify, the entire back catalog. Maestro and Banner, I believe, worked together to get that up there, if I do recall. And yes, it is awesome. So check out Spotify back catalog.
Do you think he's the one that's been sleeping in his car across the street? Yeah, staring at us during the day, man.
No, J-Ben's legit. Shout out.
I'm just kidding.
He's a good man.
You got to be tired of hearing our voices.
He's in the gray, white north with me, as you guys say. We were in our igloos, man. We without internet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Dank white north.
I don't know.
Who found my first freaking Jeff Bezos picture over here.
Yeah, come on. Rambo.
DudeDeGrows.com/realDGC. Oh. Become a DGC, guys. Thank you very much.
Yes.
What do you got, Scotty?
Come on, Lemon GF made that for you.
Yeah. No.
Come on.
So that's good, brother. So that's an AI image of me, actually. That's a very, very good one.
It's good.
I don't actually wear NASA jacket.
You should put that on your, if you have any type of online profile for the ladies. I don't know.
Ooh, maybe.
Grambo, would you mind just clicking, maybe find the images that we've been using for the thumbnails for YouTube for me? What are you doing to me, brother? Yeah, you make AI make you look really good.
So, yeah, it's tough having a...
Didn't he give you a weird hair part the other day?
It gives me like a really
weird... out that somebody's just making AI...
Yeah, there you go.
...of you.
Yeah, come on. Thanks for making me look good, brother. What's that hair part? He's got this girl.
Big smile. Look at this big, beautiful smile.
Come on.
I didn't even notice I gave him like a Wolverine part.
Yeah, we're fine.
But look, 11,000 in a day? I mean, honestly, people love the part.
Wow. The part, it is true. The ones with the part perform better.
Yeah, all right, all right. Yeah.
You don't have to do anything to me.
Indeed. You look worried. I don't know about these cheap greenhouses, Scotty.
Grambo, click this next one. You ready to laugh, boys?
Hit it up.
So look at this one. This says, kids these days are out of control. Back in my day, kids would get together with each other, then teach each other how to play musical instruments like the bassoon. That is all. It's just a giant bamboo bong.
That tricked me like twice.
Look at that, man.
Dude, I like bamboo. Are bamboo bongs still in business? There's some cats in Hawaii, but I like bamboo bongs.
Yeah, they hit cool. Smooth. I will make a fresh bamboo bong. And it hits so smooth out of green bamboo.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe else.
We need a didgeridoo bong for dude.
That will be one of your skill sets for like a Survivor show. Like he can make bongs out of nature.
Yes, you can smoke out anything. You can drink the water out of it, and then you smoke out of
it. You know they do that, right? Somebody's got a machete, just a couple pieces of bamboo, and fashion up a bong.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah.
Somebody knows how to do that.
But the fresh green bamboo, the way it's all. Yeah, you know, it's got a bunch of moisture in it. Makes a great smoking device.
Does it taste like bamboo?
It's almost got a little sweetness to it, honestly. Nice. Hey, you're very popular, Banner. You know your breeder series is very popular, okay? Now, who did this one?
This was Redneck.
Redneck, man. See, it's the world's falling apart, and all this guy cares about is the new episode of Know Your Breeder.
It was a good one.
Yeah, they're really good, man.
It's always I always get to sit in on the Know Your Breeders. It was so cool to meet Tiki Madman.
We've got one in the bag.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
But Tiki Madman's not released yet, though, right?
No, that is...
coming up, another Know Your Breeder. Stay tuned.
Exclusive scoop for all you Saturday viewers. Happy 420.
So, do me a favor. This is the last one. It's under doing it wrong. Banner put this one. No, it's, there you go. That one.
That one?
Pot Day in Greeley. No, the next one, man. The next one. Yep. Pot Day in Greeley. Yeah,
please don't do this for 420.
You get to pot a plant.
Wait a minute. This is happy 420. Come and hang out and enjoy a pot of succulent. Enjoy a $20 or enjoy a cocktail, decorate a clay pot, and pick a succulent to plant all year long. So this is another event. Granted, I don't know why I'm saying this, where I'd go to meet a lady. I get rip up on a joint or an edible before. Then you can also have a cocktail to chill with if you want, or maybe an IPA, and paint a clay pot and plant a plant. That's good vibes. And as long as there's cool music in the background, I'm down.
You mean like there's a 60-year-old lady here, man.
Yeah, exactly. You can't
have a 420 event without weed.
I'm still busy.
That's my lawyer. That's my attorney right there, man.
Extravagina? What the hell? Oh, my God.
Yes. Extravagina. Grandma, say it.
Extravagina. I can't even do it. What is it?
It's almost vagina. So for J.
So for Pot Day, I checked their Facebook.
Just like
page.
Me.
Only 16 people are interested so far. So
yeah,
that's Greeley. Well, for Greeley, dude, I can tell you that's a great turnout.
Greeley's the only town I know that has Burning Blood Night.
My joke was that Greeley's the sort of town that you can drive through, fart in the car, and blame it on the town.
Yeah, no, it's I feel bad. It does.
Yeah, smell. It's poopy.
I'm sorry if you're a DGC from Greeley.
I'm not.
Yes. Aside from it smelling, it's beautiful. All right,
it is beautiful.
Heck yeah. Well, cheers, boys. That's in the bag. Happy 420 to everybody out there. We got a party to go to.
You ready?
Hang out with some core D. Hell yeah.
Yeah, this should be good. This should be real good. Kat, you ready?
Ready.
All right.
Thanks, Grandmo, Banner, Scotty, Kat, everybody. And
good hanging out.
Yes.
Happy 420, DGC.
Yes. You can be too high to drive. That'll be my disclosure. It is 420.
Yep.
Be careful, people. They're looking for you.
They got Ubers, man.
Amateur hour.
Ah, right.